is conditional use number 2526, common ground hospitality.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a restaurant and farmer's market to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 71.3 acres more or less. Properties are lying on the south side of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20, approximately 0.5 mile west of the intersection of Zion Church Road and New Road, which is Sussex County Route 391. The 911 address is 37051 Johnson Road, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 11, parcels 103.00, and District 533, Map 11, and parcel 104.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you.
Good afternoon.
The chair recognizes Ms. Pete.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. For the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing, and I'm here on behalf of Common Ground Hospitality. Tom Ogilvay, president of Common Ground Hospitality, is present, as well as Michael Ryman, professional engineer and principal with Becker Morgan, the project engineer. By way of background on the applicant, Common Ground Hospitality is a restaurant group and parent company of Off the Hook Restaurants. Common Ground Hospitality's current portfolio includes four restaurants and a catering division. Restaurants include Hooked and Tail Chasers in Ocean City, Maryland, as well as Off the Hook in Bethany Beach and Hooked Up in Millville. The applicant's before you today seeking a conditional use of land in an AR1 district with the hopes of opening a new restaurant together with parking on an approximately 2.16 acre portion of an approximately 32.92 acre property, which you'll see on the screen, consisting specifically of two parcel numbers, 533-11-103 as well as 104, which are located in the Baltimore 100 and situated on the south side of Route 20, also known as Zion Church Road, near Sussex County Road 391. If I could ask just for the site plan to be pulled up, that would be helpful. The properties are owned by H&M Johnson Farms LLC, and the applicant plans to lease the 2.16-acre conditional use area from the property owner. This land has been in the Johnson family for seven generations, and one of the owners of Common Ground Hospitality, Steve Hagen, is a family relative. This connection ensures that the property and its uses will continue to stay within the family lineage. Currently, the property is used for agricultural purposes, which include agricultural fields, a chicken house, storage buildings, and other farming activities. Historically, the property operated operated in the existing building where the restaurant proposed as a roadside farmer's market known as Johnson's Country Market, which received conditional approval under conditional use number 1657 in 2006 for a produce market sales facility. The market aimed to sell products grown on site as well as those from other producers, local producers specifically. While this use was ultimately approved, the market eventually closed in 2012 and nothing's been in this space since. I'm gonna submit some pictures into the record of the prior use, a picture of the Johnson family as well as just the history here, what used to be there. So the goal now is to repurpose the space in a manner that honors the agricultural heritage of the property by opening a restaurant that aligns closely with a farm-to-table and farm-to-market concept. Although the proposed use will be classified as a restaurant, from a zoning perspective, it is deeply connected to the property's agricultural history and builds upon the previous approval for the market. The applicant's lease of the property and repurposing of the existing buildings on site as a restaurant will not only support the continuation of agricultural practices on the property, but will also complement existing and future agricultural uses. Ultimately, the proposed use is not significantly different from what was there before. Rather, it represents a natural progression of the previously approved use, preserving the property's legacy, but also creating the opportunity to keep it within the family and maintaining its productivity rather than allowing for alternative developments that may not reflect its historical significance. As you'll see on the exhibit packet too, it was on the first page of the exhibit packet, there's a rendering, and you'll see that even the design, the proposed design of the building's meant to have that agricultural feel. The proposed restaurant will feature an interior area as well as outside area. I'll submit a color rendering right now. It just shows general areas, the outside seating porch area, restaurant seating interior area, service areas and restrooms, and then an outdoor shed as well. In 2019, the Sussex County Building and Licensing Department actually issued a building permit number 2019-10080, a copy of which is included in the applicant's exhibit booklet for Johnson's Market and Table, which was this restaurant, and it was specifically for enclosure of existing overhangs and noted that it was a shell only, quote unquote. This permit was accompanied by a comprehensive set of architectural plans detailing the construction of an addition to the existing pole building structure, fit out of a new commercial kitchen, installation of new bar equipment, and the inclusion of two accessible bathrooms. The plans also included a restaurant equipment schedule. And I'll submit next the packet of information that accompanied that permit. The applicant initially interpreted the building permit to authorize the operation of the restaurant as the provided floor plans clearly depicted, as I just mentioned, a kitchen and associated dining areas and fit out of the existing space. However, following discussions with the Planning and Zoning Department, it became evident that a separate use approval was necessary to proceed with the restaurant operations. Moreover, the building permit history indicates that the application, you'll see, was stamped and approved in August 2019, and while the initial approval was granted, the need for a use approval was clarified during subsequent meetings with Planning and Zoning. Ultimately, this application for conditional use seeks to bring clarity to the authorization of the proposed use, ensuring compliance with all relevant zoning regulations. The site's zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential District, where a restaurant may be permitted as a conditional use of land. The property lies near commercial and residentially zoned properties, including low, medium, and high density communities. More specifically, immediately zoned properties are AR1, with properties in and near the site, zone GR, HR1, MR, LI, C1, C2, C3, and B1. And some surrounding uses nearby include Harris Teeter, Signatures Restaurant, and Freeman's Art Pavilion near the intersection of Route 20 and Route 54, as well as many other commercial businesses off and near Route 20. There have also, as the memorandum from Planning and Zoning indicated, been 8 conditional uses approved within this 1 mile radius for barbecue preparation and sales, a veterinarian office, an events venue, multifamily residential units, an office for pest control business, storage for garage trucks, equipment, and parking areas. The site and nearby properties are located within the coastal area on the 2019 Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. And the coastal area is one of Sussex County's designated growth areas designated in the plan and permits appropriate mixed-use development and also light commercial to provide convenient services such as, for example, this restaurant, which will provide a convenient dining option for Sussex County residents as well as visitors to our county. The site's also located within levels 3 and 4, with the conditional use area being predominantly within level 3, with the agricultural portions of the property being in level 4. As the commission knows, according to Delaware State Strategies for State Policies and Spending, investment level 3 areas include lands that are adjacent to or intermingled with fast-growing areas within counties or municipalities that are otherwise characterized as investment levels 1 or 2. Environmentally sensitive features, agricultural preservation issues, or other infrastructure issues most often impact these lands. In these instances, development and growth may be appropriate in the near term, but the resources on the site and in surrounding areas should be carefully considered and accommodated by state agencies. The code provides that property owners in each zoning district can undertake certain uses of property by right, while certain uses are prohibited outright and others are allowed upon receipt of conditional use approval from Sussex County. The code provides that the purpose of a conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in a particular location with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses are generally of public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan, and possible impact not only on neighboring properties, but on a large section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. The proposed conditional use application would allow the property owner to operate a restaurant. The proposed use aligns with conditional use purpose outlined in the code, as it aims to serve both the residential and commercial communities surrounding the site along and near Zion Church Road and the Roxana community. By providing a convenient dining option, the restaurant will cater to local residents and visitors alike, enhancing the overall convenience and welfare of the area. In addition, the planned restaurant is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan by promoting local economic growth. Given its public and semi-public nature, this use is essential for enhancing the quality of life for nearby residents and businesses. By permitting the conditional use, there will be community benefits from a convenient dining establishment that meets the needs of locals and visitors while adhering to the requirements of the code and goals of the comprehensive plan. In terms of environmental considerations, the properties located within Zone X, which are areas determined to be outside the 500-year floodplain, it's also not located with any source water protection areas, such as wellhead protection areas or excellent groundwater recharge areas described in Chapter 89 of the code, and there are no wetlands on site. The Henry C., you'll see it on the site plan, Henry C. Johnson main prong runs from north to south through parcel 104 with tax ditch right-of-ways of 80 feet from the top of bank. The west side of the tax ditch is subject to a reduced right-of-way of 30 feet from the top of bank. There are no anticipated changes with this project to that area. The site will also be served by central water and sewer. The site's located in Tier 1, and sewer is also will be provided by Artesian. Access to the site, as you can see on the plan, will be provided from Route 20, a major collector. In terms of traffic, DLDOT responded to the service level evaluation and pursuant to its memorandum of understanding, pursuant to its memorandum of understanding for land development coordination with Sussex County, found that the proposed use would have a negligible impact on the local roadways. As such, a TIS is not recommended and a traffic study is not warranted. The applicant has proposed conditions of approval and findings of fact, which I'll submit into the record now. And I'm just going to conclude by reviewing those conditions and then we'll answer any questions that you may have. So you'll see when you get a copy of the conditions that the use will be limited to the 2.16 acre portion of the site. The restaurant shall not have a drive-through capability. The maximum floor area of the restaurant shall not exceed approximately 5,280 square feet with a 2,130 square feet of patio porch space and 70 square feet of shed. The hours of operation will be from 10 to 10 Monday through Sunday. The applicant shall be required to obtain a liquor license from the Delaware Office of Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner prior to the sale of alcohol on the premise. The site shall be served by sewer and water. Security and parking lot lighting shall be non-intrusive and provide downward illumination. All dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. Parking shall be in compliance with the code. And as you'll see on the plan, parking is proposed as shown, and it's on the primary site where the restaurant operates, as well as the adjacent property as well. All entrance, intersection, and roadway improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. Stormwater management and erosion standard condition is noted, as well as the subject to review and approval, the final site plan by this commission. That concludes my presentation. Thanks for your consideration of this application, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
No questions. I'd just like to make a comment that I am very excited to see something happen with this sweet little building. It's been sitting idle too long, and I love booked restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think it's great location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Collins?
No questions for me. Thank you.
Mr. Butler?
No questions, sir.
Staff? Anything? Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
Just one clarification one. The parking, because it shows like shaded parking that it runs out the front, is that all included within the acreage that's the conditional use?
That's correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that.
Thanks for asking.
No problem. That's all I had.
Thank you.
All right then. Well, Ms. Pete, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2526, Common Ground Hospitality? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2526?
My name is Mike Truitt. Me and my wife have lived completely in front of this establishment for 26 years. My father, grandfather, and I farmed that land before that. My concerns for the area, I don't think a restaurant slash bar fits that area. The restaurants she's talking about, there's none on Route 20. They are on Route 54, Harris Teeter, and on down. But to this area, there is nothing. There's established residential neighborhoods. We have three currently being built. All three total in 220 homes. I think the traffic and DLDOT study needs to be done. The other concern is no turn lanes. I don't know if it's in their plans to use the Freeman parking lot or make their own on the right side, but we fight that during the summer all night. They close at 10, but people leave. So you got our bedrooms are directly in front of the house, so we have lights coming through the house all times at night. I would just hope the state would reconsider on the study. And the other major concern is, really, is noise. Most of the time, if you have a restaurant, you're going to have, apparently, they're applying for a liquor license inside bar. From what I understand, maybe live music. Is that going to be inside, outside? They have two garage doors on the building now. Are they going to get by playing music inside and raising those doors so people outside can hear them? And we've been there for 26 years. And I don't think we have to sacrifice our quality of life or something that doesn't fit the area.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir. Okay, who's next? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, being no more, anyone else on commission have any questions, thoughts, concerns?
No, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.